Now, let's talk about some of the incredible work that you do with Zoos Victoria. You are the threatened species biologist.
Yes,
so
that's
right. What does your day-to-day job look like?
So it's pretty varied. I look after the eastern barred bandicoot, which is one of our 27 fighting extinction species. We call them at Zoos Victoria. So these are our most threatened species, mostly in Victoria. So I look after eastern barred bandicoots and run all those projects for the zoo, which involve, so my day-to-day work could involve monitoring a population of bandicoots, so giving them health checks to make sure that the population's tracking in the right way, so a positive trajectory, or you know, it might be meetings, planning, phone calls, analysing data. There's a lot of computer work.
See, I hope there's still some boring work in there as well, because otherwise it all sounds like too much fun. But tell us about the eastern barred bandicoot. Why are they so threatened, and how safe is the species now?
So the eastern barred is becoming our good news story now. So the recovery effort began 30 years ago when the last remaining population in Hamilton, which is in Safe West Victoria, was becoming extinct. And so the scientists at the time said, okay, we've got to do something, otherwise we're going to lose this population. So it's taken us a long time to figure out how we save them. The major threat is foxes. And we're never going to get rid of foxes on the mainland, so we've got to find places to put these bandicoots where there are no foxes and that they're safe from predation.
So does that mean a zoo?
In some respects, yes. So we do captive breeding at the zoo of eastern barreds, and that's our insurance population. But we now have sites across Victoria, and they're fenced. So they're fenced to keep out foxes, and we have healthy populations within those. And recently we've turned to islands. So Phillip Island 2 years ago, we released bandicoots there. And that's doing really, really well, that population.
Right, but there are foxes on Phillip Island.
No. Phillip Island Nature Parks eradicated the fox 2 years ago, just before the bandicoot release. So no more foxes.
And does that start to have implications? Like, once you get rid of one species, does then another, because I know there's a lot of rabbits on Phillip Island. So once you sort of start to mess with ecology a little bit, is there always a bit of tinkering to try and balance it out?
Possibly. I can't talk too much about the ecology on Phillip Island because that's Phillip Island Nature Parks look after that area. But I think the sightings of feral cats have increased in the area. So there's a bit of that, you know, introduced predators, you know, now the fox is gone, it opens a doorway for the feral cats. So,
and how are the bandicoots, how are they enjoying, say, free life at Phillip Island?
Loving it. Loving it. We get fat bandicoots on Phillip Island, so bigger than what we get in our fence sites, which is amazing. So they love the coastal island life, and cats aren't an issue for them, and the population's doing really well and increasing.
So tell us about, like, what do these little bandicoots look like, and how important are they to make sure that we don't lose them?
So they weigh about 800 grams, so less than a bag of sugar.
Yeah.
So really small, and they have this wonderful conical pointy nose, and they've got 3 to 4 stripes, white stripes on the bum, so which makes them quite cryptic looking. They're a grassland species, so they disappear into the grass really quite easily and can be hard to spot. And they're incredibly important. They're a digging mammal, and we've lost most of our digging mammals across all of Australia, but they perform a really important role for the soil, so for soil health. So what they do when they're digging is they're increasing soil moisture, they're increasing nutrient content of the soil, and they're decreasing soil compaction. So they're really turning over that soil. And we had an honours student working on Churchill Island, where we've also got bandicoots, and she found that on Churchill in winter, one bandicoot that weighs around 800 grams can turn over 13 kilos of soil in one night.
So that's a busy bandicoot.
That's a very busy bandicoot. They love to dig, and we've got about 120 bandicoots on Churchill Island, so we've got major excavation happening on the island. But you wouldn't know just to go out and look there, you wouldn't realise that that much earth movement was happening every night.
Are they easy to spot and see? And do they like to? Are they out during the day? Are they nocturnal?
They're nocturnal, so you have to go out at night to see them. They can be easy to spot. You often see a little flash of the stripes on the bum first, and maybe a little erratic kind of zigzaggy movement.
So would they look a little bit? Would we maybe think that they're a possum?
No, not a possum. Opossums are a lot bigger. Often when I go out spotlighting bandicoots, I might take a minute to see if it's a rabbit or a bandicoot. As soon as it moves, I can tell the difference between the two. That's when they're at distance.